New York's Democratic presidential primary is back on, now that a judge has thrown out a decision by the State Board of Elections to cancel the election. The board had acted after Bernie Sanders dropped out, leaving Joe Biden as the only candidate on the ballot. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
A federal judge ruled late Tuesday that canceling the presidential primary is unconstitutional, even though the other candidates, including Bernie Sanders, have dropped out of the race, their delegates are still on the ballot. Judge Annalisa Torres wrote that the voters would be deprived of the opportunity to vote for delegates who share their views and for the delegates to attend the Democratic National Convention and help shape the course of events. The state's Working Families Party, which endorsed Sanders for president, praised the decision. Executive Director Soshi Nemeka, speaking via Skype, says Sanders delegates, if they win on June 23rd, hope to influence the Democratic Party's direction. They'll press for issues like combating climate change, relieving student debt, and Medicare for all.
We see the race not just about the candidates, but about the ideas and the vision and the values that they're putting forward, especially in this moment of crisis. Americans are looking for leaders who have a real plan about how the recovery could be a full and complete one for all of us.
Nemeka says progressive Democrats also worried that canceling the presidential primary would depress turnout for down-ballot races, which were still to be held in June. There are Democratic primary challenges in 20 congressional districts and in several state Senate and Assembly districts. Governor Andrew Cuomo already issued an executive order to send applications for absentee ballots for all eligible voters in the congressional and state primary races. Now Cuomo says the applications, which will come with the return postage paid, will be sent to all Democratic voters in the state eligible to vote in the presidential primary.
I don't think it's a good idea to have people go standing online to vote. You shouldn't say to a person, if you want to exercise your civic duty, you have to endanger your public health and possibly endanger others. We've seen video of other elections held across the country. We have people waiting online 6 feet apart to vote. I mean, that made no sense to me.
The last significant in-person election held in the U.S. was the Wisconsin primary on April 7th. 52 people who voted contracted COVID-19 afterward. There will still likely be polling places open in the New York June primary, but Cuomo is strongly encouraging voters to use the mail-in option instead. The governor says he has not heard of any concerns from local boards of elections about handling the expected increased volume of absentee ballots. The governor's chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, says because it's anticipated that most of the ballots will be sent by mail, many of the races might not be called on election night.
We want to make sure that the counting process is done right and it's thorough and that people continue to have confidence and faith in democracy. And so that may mean that certain elections are called a couple of days afterwards to make sure the counts are done properly.
DeRosa says the state and election officials are also talking with the National Guard about them potentially stepping in to help with in-person voting if there are not enough volunteers at polling sites or if it's considered unsafe for the volunteers to be there. Cuomo says it's possible that the November presidential election might also have to be conducted mainly through the mail if the coronavirus has not receded by then. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.